children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight, you just get me. You know, I tend to wax philosophical now and then and kind of take you listeners along on a ride with me. And tonight, it seemed like a good night to do that again because I kind of started hot and heavy with the whole quantum physics and holographic physics and informational physics thing. And it occurred to me the other day that not everybody might totally understand what I'm talking about. And when I had Dr. Miller on, he was talking about, you know, the difference between quantum holographic and informational universes, and basically that there's a different set of rules for each one. And so within that particular universe, you can work all kinds of magic and miracles as long as you stay within those rules. And so I just wanted to go into that a little bit. You know, we started out on Earth here in the last couple hundred years with trying to define physics. And so what we were talking about basically is Newtonian physics. Like, ooh, an apple falls on my head. Wow, what is that? It's gravity. Okay, so that's one of the things. Well, since then, scientists have been flailing around in all kinds of directions looking for some way to describe our world and our universe and how everything works. And Einstein was searching his entire life for the unified theory, you know, the theory of everything. And we have some excellent physicists nowadays who are going off in different directions, you know, looking for string theory, for the theory of everything, you know, the whole unified theory, you name it, M theory, brain theory, you know, all kinds of different things out there. And so far, nobody really knows. You know, we keep learning a little bit more and a little bit more. And, you know, that's the way that man is. So that's a good thing. So basically, what I want to talk to you about tonight is a little bit simpler stuff and something that you can kind of grab onto to understand more about how does this work for you. It's like, yeah, you know, don't give me the math. And I feel the same way. So you're not alone there, okay? I don't do the math with this stuff. I have friends that do that. Dr. Richard Miller is one of them. But for me, I just kind of understand intuitively how a lot of this stuff works. And a lot of us do, but we've been told we were crazy or, no, it doesn't work that way until we finally believed it, much to our detriment. The fact is that there are stranger things out there than you know. And the more that we can suspend our erroneous belief systems, the easier it is to get into something that is truly miraculous in your life. So I wanted to start off with a quote by Albert Einstein. What he said was, people like us who believe in physics know that the distinction between past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. Or as I like to say to people, yeah, you know, it's not real. It feels damn real, but it isn't. And really what we are is a mass of photons or light units, little dots of light, okay, or even pixels, I guess you could call us. But basically we're dots of light, and so is everything else. And there are more or less, you know, light photons enclosed depending upon what it is and whether it actually has life or not. That's, of course, our definition of life, which usually means, you know, it breathes, it moves of its own volition and things like that. But, you know, that can actually be seen to be inconsistent too, because now they're finding that there's life even in the slowest inorganic molecule. So how do you explain that kind of stuff? Very interesting. What I am suggesting to you listeners is that we suspend our erroneous belief systems as much as possible and start to see what's real. And it can get a little hairy out there, you know, if you're not prepared for this. That's why a lot of people, when they were given LSD and when they did psilocybin mushrooms and such, they went crazy because it was not in their mindset that the things that they saw could be real, and they were actually terrified by such a thing. And one of my concerns throughout the years, especially when you're talking about 2012 and what could happen and, you know, all the various disasters. Take your pick. We've got all kinds of disaster scenarios out there. So you can pick your favorite one, you know, and get really into it if you want to. I suggest you go for a higher vibratory one, though, where it's really fun, because that would be a lot better than going into some of those lower ones where everybody dies, you know, or is tortured endlessly or, you know, whatever. Let's stay out of those states, okay? Let's go to the higher states. It's an important thing for people to remember that just because you heard something on the radio or on TV or from, you know, 50,000 other people does not mean that it's real, okay? The only reality that you have is within you. And so it's what your observation is, because you're actually creating your world. Now, a lot of people don't understand that because they think, hey, if I was creating my world, I would be wealthy, and I would have servants, and I would have this and that and the other, and I would have no troubles. The fact is, no, you wouldn't, because when you chose to come here, you chose exactly the things that you're going through, because it really gets boring if you have everything that you ever wanted or needed, and you have no strife, you have no struggle, you have no challenge to grow. And that's a fact. And, you know, there have been numerous studies that bear this out that have been done on babies. Babies do not thrive unless they're held and challenged and really, you know, shown something new all the time. If you just leave a baby alone in a crib and it never has love and it never has any kind of a challenge, it never has any interaction, it withers away and dies. Same thing happens to pretty much anything that's alive. You have to have some kind of interaction with the creation. So for sake of simplicity, I'm going to talk about the creation as what we know as existence and everything else, okay? That's to include parallel universes or parallel worlds, different dimensions, different lifetimes, different timelines, all of those things, okay? Because that is all what we have within us. So when I talk about the creation, I'm talking about everything, not just our little Earth. If I'm going to talk to you about our Earth, I'm going to say our planet, our Earth, you know, whatever. So when you start looking into the rabbit hole, so to speak, and you start to see the quantum universe, and keep in mind, quantum just means amount. So here we have an amount of universe. Okay. What does that mean? It really is the study of the small, or the microsystem, okay? We're in the macrosystem, but then we are the microsystem of a further macrosystem, okay? So if you look at us as little dots on this planet, we are the microsystem on the macrosystem of Earth. The Earth is the microsystem on the macrosystem of the solar system. The solar system is the microsystem on the macrosystem of the universe. So you get it? Okay, so we have micro and macro in each direction, and you can look at the small and compare it to the large, look at the large, compare it to the small. This is all that physics is doing, and it's trying to figure out the rules for each system. So now when we start talking about the quantum system, we're talking about things like spooky action at a distance, that Einstein could never figure out, and it really bothered him. Didn't like that stuff. When we're talking about quantum entanglement, when we talk about that, where two identical objects, even universes apart, will react exactly at the same time in exactly the same way. So they've done tests with that with people's blood. They take the blood out of the person, you know, truck the blood, you know, 1,000 miles away, and hook it all up, and they can measure when changes happen in the blood of the person who is sitting in the lab 1,000 miles away. Same thing happens, same changes in the blood in the test tube 1,000 miles away. So now that's weird, huh? So how does that happen? Yeah. If you look at the quantum universe, okay, it makes sense, you know, in the holographic universe as well, because in the holographic universe, everything, all the information about something is contained in even the smallest part of it. So one molecule of you contains all of the information about the whole of you. Not only your physical makeup, but your mental, emotional, spiritual makeup, and your entire life, your life story, everything. So then that brings us, before we slip into the informational plane, let's think about this for a minute. You know, people talk about whether we have past lives, whether we have reincarnation. I don't really know. You know, I used to say I believed in reincarnation because I've had 6 near-death experiences, and I keep coming back to help. But the question is, have I had past life experiences? Has anybody? Or are we really one of those little holographic units? Because we are one cell that contains the DNA of those other beings. It can really twist your brain, you know, when you start thinking about this stuff. But anyway, I don't know what the answer is, okay? I'm not telling you I know. I can tell you intuitively that I kind of understand how this works, and it makes perfectly good sense to me, okay? And I think if you really sat down and thought about it heavily, you would find that you are the same way. Because somehow we move through all of these different levels, and we don't have an instruction manual, and even the top scientists have no idea. We're all trying to figure this out. But somehow we know how to do this. We know how to create. We know how to exist in Newton's physical universe, in the quantum universe, the holographic universe, the informational universe, the purely mental universe, the emotional, the spiritual, the celestial, and Lord only knows how many others there are. I don't know. You know, I don't study up on that stuff. There's just too many things to try to find out in this world. I've only got so much time. I have to go into the other parallel universes in order to find out this other stuff. So basically, when we're talking about these things and you say, okay, I want to change my life. I'm miserable. Okay, there's several ways to do that. First, stop looking at the news. Okay, if you're one of those news junkies, you are probably going to be depressed all the time. So it's a good thing to get out of that and to do things that are going to bring beauty and love and joy into your life. And then that will give you a quantum universal attraction. You will then spontaneously quantum entangle the things that you desire to have in your life, and you will attract them to you. And when I was doing the quantum vortex experience, that's one of the things I found out when I did the testing on people. I found that whatever they said they wanted could be encoded as a color or number frequencies. And when we measured those, we could see exactly what it was that they asked for. And I had everybody write down, what are you asking for when you go into this manifestation space? And what we found was, when you're in a zero-point field of scalar energy, what you're doing is you are setting or creating your picture that you want to see in your own world. And then it becomes a part of your aura. And basically what happens is the heart's desire comes up into the throat chakra. You speak it out into the world. You command the universe, or you could call it the universal fulfillment station, and you say, hey, order up. Here's what I want. And the universe goes, yes, boss, and it goes running off to find it for you by the scalar energy. And so it travels through the universe and comes to the universal fulfillment station, and something starts putting it together and sending it back to you. Now, it will come back to you as long as you can keep focused intent. If you can't, if you change your mind, then it gets sent back to the universal fulfillment station to get reordered, reworked, and then it gets sent out to you again. Well, if you change your mind again, then it goes back again. So people wonder, well, how come I'm not a good manifester? Well, there you go. You know, if you keep changing the order before you have a chance to get it back to you, that's what happens. So that's why focused intent is so important. Okay? So that's the whole quantum thing. Anyway, it goes out into the universe through your third eye, which is the seat of manifestation. It's gone for a while the order's being logistically arranged. Comes back to you through your third eye, goes down to your heart, and then explodes out into your aura. So then when you go walking around in the world, you automatically attract everything to you that you really desire. So be careful what you're desiring, okay? And if you're having a lot of problems in life, really think about what it is you're attracting. And, you know, get serious with your highest self about, hey, you know, I'm really tired of this. Can we move on to something else or whatever you want to do? Okay, so that's the quantum universe. The holographic universe is where you see what you desire and you automatically pull that in. Okay, so in effect, you're hallucinating. All right, so you hallucinate what you want. Excuse me. And so what you want to do then with a holographic universe is you want to embody that as much as you can. So this is where the whole behave as if comes in. You know, and people that talk about manifestation, they tell you fake it till you make it, behave as if it already is, and then it becomes. That's what has to do with the holographic thing. Because if you can quantum entangle yourself holographically, image form, then it's more powerful. Because thought can travel any distance in a nanosecond, okay? It can travel through anything. There are no obstacles to thought. Now, the reason for that goes up to the informational universe, which is creator level. So in the informational universe, thought is king, okay? And for all of the religious people out there, you know, you open up the beginning of whatever holy book you're looking at, and it's basically God spoke and stuff happened, okay? The word. And so the word is very powerful. It's not just the word that's spoken, it's the word that you think. So your thoughts do have power. However, your thoughts are not thought by you. So now here's another brain twister. They have found that what happens is the brain is just a receiver. The thought comes from outside of you. So who's thinking your thoughts? Well, most of us that are dealing with highest self would say, oh, well, of course, it's your highest self. You're just like in a video game. You know, you're the avatar, and you're being directed around to do this and that and the other thing, and you're having something that feels really damn real, doesn't it? But it's not, okay? That does not mean it doesn't matter. It matters because you are gathering information for the Creator, and you are all part of the Creator. So we're all these little photon bits, little pieces made up of Creator that were exploded out and then directed to become an individual life form. But because we are a piece of that one and really can never be anything but the piece of that one, even though we gain individuation, we still are connected. So as long as you realize that that connection is there, you can utilize it. For the people who have stubbornly insisted that that doesn't exist and there is no such thing as a source or a God or a supreme being or anything like that, they're lost until they wise up. But the thing is that this connection is not religious, okay? So for all of you out there who are deeply religious, I apologize, but you know, you can have your religion, and that's fine, that's all part of the experience, but it goes way beyond anybody's religion. Now, everybody's running around claiming that they have the one true religion. BS, okay? What really happens is there are pieces of the truth all over the planet. And depending on who gets them and who translates them, that's what the truth is. And so anytime you get stuck in dogma, you're getting farther and farther from the truth. And the truth is far more wonderful and amazing and miraculous than most people can understand. So you kind of have to allow your vibratory level to keep coming up in order to start to understand this stuff. And when it comes up, you'll start to understand that you truly are in control. And, yeah, there's things that happen and you say, well, okay, I wouldn't have chosen that. It's like, yeah, of course, from the human standpoint, you wouldn't. But because that's a pretty unconscious place, none of this makes any sense, okay? When you become more conscious or more aware of the greater picture, that's when you start to see, oh yeah, okay, well, look, this pile of crap fell on me, and it happened. I don't like it, but hey, I did learn something, and I'm going to make sure that I don't get hit by another pile of crap. So that's kind of what we're here for, you know, to learn more and to become more, to become compassionate, and to become unified. And unified at the same time as being an individuated soul. So that's a little tricky. It kind of reminds me of when Carlos Castaneda first started writing about Don Juan, the Yaqui sorcerer. And it drove him crazy because Don Juan said, nothing is important and everything is important. And to a linear thinker, that's like, you know, Captain Kirk going and talking to the computer and driving the computer crazy, you know, and the smoke starts coming out and the computer explodes because both things can't be true. But they are true because we have this wild and wacky stuff that we live in that's the creation. And so the farther down that rabbit hole you can go, the more interesting your life is going to become. And the more universes that you can learn the rules of, the more limitless you become. Which reminds me of that movie, Limitless. If you haven't seen that, go see that. It's a hoot. And it's really great. I really enjoyed that. It really shows the unlimited capability of a human being. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, what you want to do basically to get out of the muck is you want to start realizing how you got yourself into the muck and determine that you don't want to be in that brand of muck ever again. And then you take some steps to change yourself, because lazy people do not get bonked on the head with a magic wand and instantly gifted with cosmic awareness. Okay? It doesn't happen. You have to go after it. If you seek, you will find. That is absolutely true. And then you can choose what you want to do with that. And I can tell you, you know, from a physician standpoint, I have had people that take this stuff and run with it, and they are doing fabulously well. I have other people who stubbornly insist that their way is the right way, and everybody else is crazy, and nobody understands them. You know, insert your favorite yada, yada, yada there. And they're still stuck. You know, they refuse to see beyond the nose on their face, and they don't want to stick the toe into the water of that particularly strange-looking pool. And yeah, it's strange. But, you know, you have to do the work, and you have to determine what it is you really want. You know, if you want to have more fun, yeah, great. Go out and have more fun. You know, if you want to be really serious, great. You can go be really serious. It's your world. You create it moment to moment. Like a discussion I was having with a couple people a couple weeks ago, and the man I was talking to said, I don't understand it. And he said, this woman here, my friend, wakes up happy every morning. And he says, I don't understand. I wake up upset, and I'm down, and, you know, I just don't see any point to all this. And he asked me, how can she do that? And I said, because she chooses to. That's what I do, too. It's your choice. The instant you wake up in the morning and your little eyeballs fly open, you can either struggle out of bed, curse the world and your lousy, miserable life, in which case it's going to get more lousy and miserable, or you can leap up, give yourself a big hug, and say, wow, I wonder what amazing things are going to happen today. And then just keep your eyes and your ears open and your heart to see what can happen. Because I can tell you, there's all kinds of stuff that can happen if you let it. And sometimes you have to yell at God, you know, or the source, whatever you want to call it. I've had those things where, you know, I am so used to moving fast through everything that if I hit a point of stagnation, it just drives me crazy. I hate it. And if nothing is working and I try all kinds of things to get things moving and nothing happens, I get to the point where I start yelling. And I stand in the middle of the kitchen and I stamp my foot like a spoiled little brat and I demand that God step in and change something immediately. And I got so mad one time, I just said, you know what? Fine. I'm going to go sit on the couch. I'm going to eat until there's no food left to eat in the house. I'm going to watch TV until they turn the cable off. And I'm going to sit here until they move my butt out with the couch as they sell the house. And people said, isn't that a bit extreme? And I said, mm-hmm. But I have tried everything else within my power, and nothing has worked. And so I said, all right, source, it's up to you. If you want me to move, you move me. Other than that, I'm going to sit here. I'm not doing a thing. And that lasted all for about maybe 24 hours. And all of a sudden, stuff happened so fast and so furious, I just started laughing. I laughed for 2 weeks. It was hysterical. Stuff just kept rolling in, all kinds of opportunities and all kinds of interesting things. And I was like, wow, maybe I should yell more often. You know, But you know, if you kind of focus your life a little bit better, you won't have to get to those parts where you yell. This is one thing that I've learned. So if you go inside of yourself to find what you really want and to find the truth of who you are, and really that is your only job, you know, go within, find yourself. That's a self with a capital S. That's your job here. Everything else is, you know, we have missions and all that other kind of stuff, but all that stuff is extraneous, okay? Most important thing is to find the truth of yourself. Then you can go on from there. But then the next thing is, you know, think about what you really want. Get focused on it. And then move in that direction. Even if you take one step a day towards that, you will reach your goal. Of course, things could change along the way. You could find that that's really not the goal that you want. So it helps to kind of, you know, be in connection with Source to be able to kind of get a little course correction. Like, you know, I've been blessed with hearing my guardian angels talk to me. And, oh, that's another thing. You've probably heard me say this before if you're a longtime listener, but believe me, if an ascended master wants to talk to you, or if God itself wants to talk to you, it does not need a go-between. So now I just made all the channels out there mad. But it's the truth, okay? Because the ones who are interacting with you have no problem interacting with you. And living in Sedona for so many years, I can't tell you how many eye rolls I do when somebody starts saying, oh, well, this is so dense, it really bothers these high beings to come down here. I have all I can do not to laugh hysterically when people say that. It's like, really? Come on. These beings are pure energy, okay? We have energy here on this planet. It may be dense, but I can tell you that a light being can cut through the density without any problem. And if you have ever had the experience of being invisible to the other people around, you know what I'm talking about. You can be at a much higher vibratory rate. You still see everything on the lower vibratory rates, but they can't see you. So this is something that I wish more people would pay a little more attention to, because it's really important, especially nowadays, you know, when things are kind of gearing up for some kind of major transformation. It's extremely important that we do this. So from the informational level now, that's creator level. And when you can get to that level where you can start changing the DNA within you and within other people, because really it's just information. And let me explain that a little bit more too. They have found that our DNA encodes an entire library, not just of what we're supposed to be, but things way beyond that. And, I mean, you would need truly a universal-sized library to contain everything that's contained in our DNA, which is really amazing stuff. So if that's all contained in our DNA, and we're, you know, rolling around in the muck here, what does that say about where we could go to? You know, if we just raised our heads up out of the muck and started asking for a little help from our highest selves. And, you know, people that talk to me about this stuff know that I do not have contact with entities. I'm not interested in having some surgeon who lived on Earth coming through me and working on somebody else. Okay? I don't believe in that stuff. The reason I don't believe in that stuff is because I've seen too many people go down that path and be destroyed, because the entity they think they're dealing with is not that one. It's something dark. It's something that wants to be embodied, and they can trap you. Of course, now that's a belief system too, but it's my belief system based upon what I've seen throughout my lifetime. So I've also been blessed with the ability to communicate with my highest self and my guardian angels, and it's just, that's all I need, okay? I don't need to go to somebody to tell me that, you know, Albert Schweitzer wants to come in and, you know, have a discussion with me about how to do this, that, and the other. First of all, anything that you need is going to come through your heart, and it comes from your own higher consciousness. And you'll get like little hints. Like, I got something that's really important for me and a bunch of other people when I was sitting there in front of the computer, just kind of blankly staring at it, trying to figure out what I was going to do next. And this thought floated out of the ethers, and I went, gee, I wonder if anybody has researched this in the intervening years since I last thought of it. And it turns out that, yes, indeed, there's been a lot of research, and they now have a way to do exactly what I was looking for. I said, wow, who knew? And obviously my highest self knew that. And so I got off on this trip of something that is really, really important to me and to other people. So if you just allow that kind of stuff to happen, then, you know, you're safe from all these other pitfalls, you know. The enlightened beings that have been on the earth have talked about how the line is straight and difficult and narrow, and, you know, if you fall on either side, oh well. So, now I told you all that to tell you this. When I talked about last week the Grabovoi techniques, which is informational level science or physics, about changing yourself, these are important things to know, okay? It has to do with belief systems. If you want to change, you've got to change your belief system. And the other thing it has to do with is getting some information that maybe you didn't have before. So what the new knowledge from Grabovoi teaches is that we are in control of everything that's connected to us. That means everything in existence that we are aware of can be changed. You can tweak it. You can change the structure. You can regenerate organs, cells and organs, resurrect people, rejuvenate yourself. You can completely cleanse yourself. You can do all kinds of amazing things and bring amazing things into your life. So I hope that this helps to give you a little bit of hope that, hey, it's not all lost. No matter what the bad guys at the top think they're going to do, we each have a choice. We each can change this world. And that's what this kind of stuff is about. And this is why I was bringing it to you. And as time goes on, I'll be doing different parts of the techniques so that you guys can practice them on your own and really change your life. If you decide that you'd like to have a private consultation with me, have me take you through stuff individually for you, then give me about a week. I'm traveling right now. But just send me an email and then I'll get in touch with you and we can arrange to do that. Everything I do with that is on a donation basis. And if you have nothing, okay, don't worry about it. I'll help you with this too. Because it's really important for all of us to get up to this higher informational level so that we can change the world into the paradise it was meant to be. So it's kind of a tool. It's a mind tool, okay? So you can improve your health. Get rid of cancers and injuries and things like that, regenerate organs, and you do this with your consciousness. Sounds crazy, but it works. It's been proven on thousands and thousands of people, and I've been using this on quite a few people since I learned it. It's amazing stuff. The way that it works is that everything is energy. Everything has its own specific structural frequency or vibration. So what we're doing with this particular tool in the toolkit is to access this, and then you transform or restore all the information. And if you look at disease, it's an energy vibration that is not at ease. Okay? It dropped out of ease for some reason. So it dropped down to a lower frequency, slower vibration. Okay? So in order to heal, you just bring that person or plant or animal or whatever up to a higher vibratory frequency and remind it of how it's supposed to be vibrating, and then it takes care of itself. So this has to do with a lot of things. You can protect yourself with it. You want to harmonize with the surrounding environment, the world, and that can be very handy. For instance, I was at a seminar this last weekend, and there was an earthquake. Several earthquakes, and I was kind of deep in listening mode. I was focused very much on what was being said, and I had my eyes closed because I was really listening, and afterwards, everybody said, oh my God, you know, earthquakes, oh, I hope it's not going to get bad. I didn't even feel it. And now, to understand the import of that, let me explain to you that I grew up in San Francisco, and I have an earthquake act that I go into. If the earth starts shaking, my arms fly out to the side instantly. So, you know, if your neck is like by my arm, you're going to get chopped in the neck. My eyeballs bug out of my head, roll around. I scream, earthquake, and run for the door, so don't be in my way. Okay? And that comes from having gone through several really bad earthquakes. And I don't like them. I do not like the ground shaking beneath my feet uncontrollably. But the thing that was funny is all of us who did not feel the earthquakes were in this concentration mode and also in a mode of joy. And I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? I didn't even feel it. So this kind of stuff can happen. You know, you could be perfectly fine while the world falls apart around you. And that's how, because you have like this little energy bubble around yourself and you're just not part of what's going on there. So by raising our consciousness, we can heal ourselves and the world. And then we can raise our collective consciousness and really help manifest the better future in the world for us and everybody else. So that's why I'm bringing this information to you, okay? I'm not bringing it to you because I'm looking to make, you know, X amount of dollars or something like that. That's not what it's about. And in fact, when people start doing this stuff, the transformations are so amazing that they're shocked. And I'm pretty busy. I've been really amazed to see some people that kind of had a really down attitude about the world in general and about humanity, and they're actually happy now after just a couple sessions. So I figure, hey, that works pretty well. Now, let me explain a little bit about how this works. This works on number codes. So as each color has a frequency in the light spectrum, each sound has a frequency in the hertz spectrum. Okay, so there's frequencies everywhere. Our brains are interpreters of these frequencies. So if you can get a hold of a set of numbers that represent a certain frequency of, say, a healthy heart, if you have that string of numbers, you can speak that string of numbers and concentrate on that string of numbers, and you will have a healthy heart because you take it within yourself. And yes, there is a string of numbers for abundance and prosperity, thank you very much. And it works. It's very interesting the ways that it works because it's not just financial stuff. What happens is your life becomes a river of blessings. You meet the right people at the right time. You get the information that you need for your success in whatever you're doing. That's all a frequency. So there is hope, okay? So even if you are completely down on your luck and you don't have a penny and you don't know where you're going to sleep or where you're going to eat, there is hope, okay? And what I did last week was I did do an abundance prosperity one. So if you can get a hold of that, download that, you can go through it every day if you want to, and you will see the changes that happen in your life. It also helps if you do the clearing the past. So that's why I did that last week, clearing the past and the abundance and prosperity. Always clear your past of blockages. That makes everything go a lot quicker. Okay, so now back to the frequencies. Every number has both spiritual and energetic vibration. Okay? This is independent of the language in which the number is spoken, because it's the feeling of the number, okay? So people say, oh, well, you have to do it in ancient Aramaic, or you have to do it in Sumerian, or you have to do it in Latin. No, you don't. That's not important. It may be important in the Newtonian physics world and in the quantum physics world. It is completely unimportant in the holographic and in the informational levels. And that's because of the thought that's behind it. So don't get hung up on, you know, it has to be said a certain way. And some people, honestly, just like ritual. And rituals do work because the matrix of that particular field has been set a long time ago. So when you're doing a ritual, you're tapping into the ritual matrix, Okay. Everything has a matrix field. So quantum physics has a matrix of quantum physics. Holographic physics has a matrix of holographic physics, and et cetera. So that's what you're doing when you're doing ritual and things like that. That's all, okay? And it's to convince yourself to suspend your disbelief. Okay, so the number codes are going to help structure both consciousness and health and events. And you want to focus on these certain number strings, for instance, in healing, by seeing your body as completely healthy. Okay, that opens you up through the holographic universe to recovering the correct information from the informational universe. So what you want to do is see yourself as healthy. It's like the people that wanted to be millionaires from the lottery. They saw themselves winning the lottery every moment of the day, and they behaved as if they had won the lottery, and then, son of a gun, they won the lottery. But that's a lot of work, you know. This stuff is actually a heck of a lot easier because you're going, you know, straight to the informational level and getting the frequency of this stuff. So you can cure any disease using number codes. And what you're doing is you're looking at a sequence of numbers, and they have to be said in that particular sequence. So it's so simple that I have had people who have been healed very quickly just by me talking to them for 15 minutes, using these numbers and taking them through a visualization. I like to pull in the holographic with it. And so I'm very much a fan of the visualization techniques that go along with this. And, you know, if you have a really focused mind, you could just focus on the numbers and be just as good at it. But most people don't go there. So I think it helps, you know, to have visualization with it. And let's see, what else? It's kind of like what you're doing with the vibratory system is you're listening for the pulse of the universe. And if you normally hear that, then great, you know, you're way ahead of the game. If you don't, it could take a little bit of thought, you know, a little bit of kind of trying to find your way through this stuff so that you find something that's effective for you. But the main thing is, when you become aware of yourself, which is a piece of the one, then you become more powerful. And you become more in control of your own creation. And as you do that, you can be more in control of the collective consciousness. And when I say control, I don't mean it in the bad way. It's more like, no, people of like mind join together and start seeing something better. And that's what this whole, you know, million people or 10 million people or whatever they're thinking the same is about, you know, that we get a certain critical number of people who live in that state of constant joy and love and see the perfect earth. Because when you have the right number, it doesn't matter what the other guys are trying to do. They can't make it happen because the collective consciousness then will sweep us into a higher vibratory state. So I highly recommend that everybody that hears this work on that, okay? Simple enough to do. You don't have to have any special talents to do it. And, you know, on this show, I'll be going through different things as time goes on of how to do these things, okay? It is a mindset. It is suspending your incorrect belief systems and moving into what is. And you do this from the space of the heart, which is a torsion field around your heart, and it connects with Creator. So once you start to do that, you'll see a huge difference in your life. It's really not that hard. You just have to decide that you want to do it and then, you know, find the way to do it. So that's, you know, learning these different systems and things, and you'll see a difference very quickly. Okay? Now, two of the primary things in the Grabovoi stuff is really on the geometry of shape information. So you're considering an external event, including the past or the future, as a form of information only. When you do this kind of work, and same thing with matrix energetics, when you do this kind of work, you are changing the past. As wild as that sounds, it's what happens. and it can get really funky, but it's a lot of fun. You also change the future from your point in the present, because you live, you know, past, present, and future all the time. Could be said a lot of people like to live in the past, but now is all we really have. So the power of now is that it is all we really have. So when you're looking at the Grabovoi information or the cell and organ regeneration program, you're considering the external event, including the future and the past, as a form of information that is kind of quantum entangled with other things. It's a mosaic. And you're looking at the structure of the DNA. So then you're going to change the vibratory frequency of the DNA with a little help from the Creator. And this is done at the level of the spirit or the soul. And then you're going to go into giving acknowledgement to the level of consciousness and knowledge of the spirit. And so then you're looking at the vibration or radiation of the structure of things that you want to affect. And, you know, they say that our brains are actually crystal receiving sets and transmitters. And so everything around us is, you know, in a crystal matrix type of thing. So, you know, we call things living and non-living, or animate and inanimate, but that really isn't the way it is. As I said, we're a bunch of photons. We're energy. And so we take the information and we do something with it. And so for people that can see the geometry of things, it's pretty magical. You get to see these little, you know, geometric shapes. Like when somebody talks, what comes out is like this stream of geometric shapes and different colors and stuff. And it's like, wow, and I know what that means. I don't know how I know that what that means, but it's like you kind of look at it and go, whew, boy, how did I get into that state? And, you know, some of us just kind of flip into that state kind of naturally and see some pretty freaky things. So you can't keep your old belief system when that kind of stuff happens. So anyway, there is hope because of these things that I've mentioned tonight. And so please don't think that there's no hope for you. There is always hope. You just have to be really diligent about looking for how to do this stuff, okay? You want to integrate your soul with your desire and with your DNA. And when you do that, you will have magic happen. There's lots of ways to learn how to do this. In fact, you might have heard me mention last week that I'm going to be teaching a class. So if you go to the Enlightened Medicine Show page on BBS Radio, you will find a link to that particular workshop. And it's coming up in October, so it's coming up fairly quickly. It's going to be in Las Vegas. And I would like to point out something to you that I just found. And when practitioners do this particular type of stuff, they usually charge $400 a session, which is about 15 minutes. Could be less, could be more. Depends on the person. But however long the session is, this is what they like to charge. Most of us here in the U.S. that are health practitioners are charging around $500 for a workshop. I just found this today in Hong Kong for the same amount of time, actually less time, they're charging $2,800. So in case you think that this stuff is going cheap or too expensive, here you go. There's a range. In the U.S., most of us are happy, you know, keeping it down. But if you're in Asia, you're looking at $2,800 for this type of information, which is rejuvenation and regeneration of your organs and cells. And it's pretty interesting stuff. So anyway, that's just a little tidbit of information for you, just in case you were wondering. And so if you're interested in coming to this, and even if you don't quite have all of the money to do something like this, just contact me. You know, I don't set anything in stone. I try to make everything available to people and try to help as many people as possible. I'm interested in people who are going to actually use this information because it is extremely useful. And it has changed my life and has changed the lives of everybody that I've worked on very quickly. And taken people from you know, contemplating suicide or homicide to changing their minds within less than 24 hours and suddenly finding a reason to be here. And it has dissolved cancers. It has corrected disease states and structural damage. In fact, I just watched somebody's previous injury get corrected. And she kept saying, "Oh my God, how is this happening? I'm not doing this." The arm was just moving all by itself and put itself back into proper position. This is what happens when you connect with the Creator at the Creator level and you start tweaking the information. So it's pretty amazing to go through this. So just know, first of all, if you're going, "Really? What?" Just know that this is possible, okay? I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm just putting it out there that this stuff happens. It's possible. I'm doing it. I know a bunch of people that are doing it. And so this is something that can help you. And just a little tidbit. Now, next week, we are going to have on Dr. Lenny Time. And he is a hoot and a half. And he has a wonderful blog that he's going to be talking about. We're also going to be talking about some stuff that Dr. Rick Miller is putting together with Matt Stein and, you know, basically survival stuff and, you know, how to take care of yourself, how to farm, how to get through these times if they end up being as hard as people think they're going to be. So, you know, another ray of hope. It may sound, you know, kind of depressing to begin with, but this is information that you need to know. So that's what we'll be doing next week. And then I have a couple authors lined up that have written some amazing books that will be coming as soon as I have time to read the books. Because, you know, I like to read them thoroughly so I can really ask intelligent questions. So that's what we're going to be doing. And hope that you can tune in. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Awaken.